To God be the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. For the things He has done, the things He is doing, and the things that He's going to do.
All right.
Amen. All right. Amen. God ain't finished with us yet.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
If you have your Bibles with you today, please turn with me to the book of Colossians.
All right.
Amen. It's that third chapter. Y'all don't worry about standing. But I want y'all to go, because I'm not going to read all the verses, because they're going to be dealing with the whole 25th chapter of the book of Colossians.
Right.
The whole third chapter.
Yeah.
All 25 verses.
Right. All right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
So everybody got it. Amen. The book of Colossians. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. The book of Colossians is right after what is Philippians and before Thessalonians. Amen. Amen. The third chapter we're going to be dealing with. Amen. Y'all just follow right along with me. Amen. Amen. Everybody got it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and talk, baby. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
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 Let them know we're still alive.
Amen.
Amen.
That's up.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk to you today about the way to live like Jesus.
Huh. All right.
The way to live like Jesus.
Hmm.
And for a few moments this morning, I'm going to touch bases on four things. I got four points that I want to touch bases on. The first point is think like a live person.
Well,
the second thing is to live like a dead person.
Mama.
The third thing is the character of unity.
All right.
The fourth thing is modeling Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
The
amen.
Way to live like Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And you know, some of my message in the past was about spiritual warfare.
Right.
Yes.
On what we must do to knowing how to stand before the enemy,
mm-hmm.
knowing that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
That's right. That's right.
But
that's
if we
right.
get wrestled against principality, powers, ruler, wickedness in high places.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got to realize whoever we yield our members to, ye servant is ye.
All right.
Amen. And we understand that we cannot get to heaven straddling the fence.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. You can't have one foot in the church and have one foot in the world.
All right,
amen. Jesus said, I spit right. you out my of
Lord.
My mouth.
My Lord.
Because
my
Lord. He said, I don't want no lukewarm people.
Amen.
Amen. He said, He'd rather for us to be cold or hot.
That's right.
Amen. But for the word, I'd rather have you hot.
Amen.
On
amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The way to live like Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. We must understand, church. We must understand that since we have died to the flesh.
Well.
Amen. Amen. And to this world, we become a new creature.
That's right.
Like Paul said, all things are passed
amen.
Away.
Yes,
and
amen.
Behold, all things become new.
Amen.
When you accept Jesus Christ as your personal
yes,
Savior, yes. you put down some things.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you
sir.
Are a new creature.
Yes, sir.
Old things are passed away.
Amen.
Amen. That's why he said to the Colossian church, he said, if then ye be risen with Christ,
mm-hmm.
seek those things which are above. You
I
see,
right.
if
right, right.
Ye then be risen with Christ.
Yes, yes.
Seek those things which are above,
mm-hmm.
where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
My Lord. Yes.
That word seek, church, that means that we got to practice it.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Every day of our life.
That's
We got to continue seeking the process.
Yes, yeah.
Amen. In a timely manner. Mm, yeah. Amen. We can't let the world dictate to us.
Amen. Amen.
Who we are.
Amen.
We already know that if we be risen with Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
We are alive.
That's right.
Because Christ seated on the right hand of the Father. Mm-hmm. Amen. And the Bible tells us to set your affection on things above.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not on things.
Yes, sir.
On the earth.
Mama.
Amen. 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 We should. This means we need to set every aspect and our abilities. Mm-hmm. Amen. And on the salvation that is in Jesus Christ.
All right.
Yes. Amen. Amen. We must understand, church, it's all about Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. And Him crucified.
Amen.
Amen. Dead and buried. Mm. And on the third day, He arose.
All right.
Amen. All right. And all right. We are alive in Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
amen. For the Bible says, for ye are dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God. Mm-hmm. When Christ, who is our life,
that's right,
shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him
my.
In glory.
My Lord.
Amen. We got to understand our spiritual life are hidden in Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. And they will be revealed when Jesus return.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. And we will be transformed.
That's right.
Yeah. And from the state that we are in.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. 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 And we will be amen with Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And that's what I mean. That we need to think like a live person.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is alive.
Amen.
And well.
Amen.
Sitting on yes, the sir throne.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's why we got to think like Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. So how can a Christian hold the head down?
Huh, my Lord.
How can a Christian be sad all the time when God has given us the greatest gift of them all?
All right.
Amen. We shall be alive.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus Christ, regardless of the situation, regardless of our circumstance that we are going through, put a smile on your face of helping you still.
All right.
Amen. Regardless.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Because we got to realize things do happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Good things and bad things.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
But the Bible says, be of good cheer.
That's right.
For I have overcome
that's right
those things.
That's right.
You got to realize, church, when He went to the cross, everything that we could ever go through went to the cross.
My.
Amen.
My
amen. My. God is so good.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
that's sir why we should think like a live person.
That's right.
Because my Bible says, anything dead, it ought to be buried. Amen. We are alive. We are breathing. The blood is running warm in our veins.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a mind today.
That's
we have a mind to come out here today.
Yes.
To give God thanks.
Amen.
And that tells me that you are alive.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the second point, live like a dead person.
Well,
you say, Pastor, how can I live like a dead person?
Well,
amen. You got to realize Paul is talking to the Colossians, and as a result of being alive in Christ and being in the daily process of putting to sin to death.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And that's why he said in verse 5, mortify therefore your members
that's right
which are upon this earth. That word mortify put to death.
All right. All right.
Those things.
All right.
Put to death those things.
All right.
Amen. We alive, but we're finna put some things. We're finna put some things.
All right.
In the grave.
All right.
Amen. We're finna put some things
all right
in the grave. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Live like a dead person.
Amen.
Amen. We got to take off some things.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. We got to take off some things.
Amen.
Amen. We must realize, church, we got to crucify the root of sin.
Yeah.
Amen. We got to realize some things that we used to do, we don't do no more. Why? Because we are a new creation.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Old things have passed away.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and all things become new. Hey, church, we must realize these things that Paul is in the list in verse 5. He said, those things are for us.
Yeah.
Those things are for us. Personal.
Yes, sir.
Personal things that we got to put to death.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Personal things we have to put to death.
Amen.
Amen. We got to put fornication to death.
All right. Right.
Sexual immorality.
Right.
Amen. We got to put it to death.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got to put uncleanness, impurity. Mm. We got to put those things to death.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Our immoral behavior, how we conduct ourselves.
Yeah.
We got to put those things to death.
Right.
Amen. And ornate affection,
yes, sir,
passion, uncontrolled lust. We got to put those things to death.
Right.
Amen, right. Amen. Right. Evil, let me slow up. I want to pronounce that word right. Amen. Evil, I've been saying that word all morning. Now I can't say it now. Amen. Hey, evil, come. Lord have mercy.
That's right.
Okay, what it means? Evil desire.
Yeah.
Amen. I say it just like that.
Yeah.
I've been saying that word all night and all day. I want to make sure that I say it right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. But what it means is evil.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Evil desires.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
evil desire participating in sin.
My Lord.
Amen. Amen. Making plans.
My.
To sin. Boy, that's a bad person.
Lord have mercy.
Making plans to sin.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. Lord, amen. 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 Lord have mercy. God, that's why Paul is telling the Colossian people they got to put those things to death.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Covenants. Amen. Which is idolatry. Mm-hmm. That means greed.
My.
Amen. That means greed. My. Wanting what somebody else got.
My Lord.
Amen.
My Lord.
Putting self, physical self gratification.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. It's still a pleasing God.
Amen.
You want to please somebody else.
Yeah.
Amen. You want what somebody else got.
My Lord.
Amen. You making idols out of everything else.
Yeah.
It's still you making idols out, like they say about the little G God. You making idols.
Right.
But you got to learn how to serve God.
Amen.
You got to learn how to serve God. That's why he said we got to put those things to death. Yeah. Live alive, but we got to live like a dead person.
Right.
Putting those things, crucifying those things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Those five sins, personal sins.
My. You're right.
Those personal sins.
Right.
We got to put those things aside. And Paul here, when he go to verse 6, Paul giving the Colossians two reasons why we should crucify those passions.
Well.
He giving us, in verse 6, he said, he telling us why we shall crucify those passions.
Yes. Go ahead,
amen. For the things, for which things say the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience.
My.
Lord have mercy.
You're
going to have to give an account.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
for the things that we do.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Because God will pour off his wrath on those sins.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Because the wrath of God, I'm telling you right now, God don't play.
All right.
God don't play.
All right.
God do not play. They say he handed out on the children of disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and verse 7, in the woods ye also walk sometime when we live in them.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Because we don't do those things.
Right.
No more.
Well.
Amen. We used to do those things.
Well.
But we don't. Those are past tense.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all remember in school past tense and present tense?
Yeah.
Amen. This is, those are past tense. We are alive on present tense.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because we don't do those things no more.
All
Amen, 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 amen. And verse, and you understand that verse 8, but now ye put off all these things. Now the first five I told you about in verse 5, they were personal sins.
Yeah.
But these seven about how we treat one another.
Lord have mercy.
Amen, Lord, amen. Mercy. We gotta put those things to death.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. And he said, but now ye also put off all these.
Yes, sir.
And anger.
My Lord. My
Lord. Emotional outbursts. Temporal tantrum.
My Lord.
Amen. Wrath. Mm-hmm. Amen. Somebody that is enraged.
My Lord.
Amen. Amen. Lord. Somebody that is enraged. Mm-hmm. Amen. All form of malice. Mm-hmm. Wickedness.
And
somebody got an evil way.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You gotta put those things. Blaspheming.
Yes, sir.
Blaspheming is another word for slander.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Speaking about someone in a way that destroyed their character.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. Lord, have amen. Mercy. Amen. We gotta put those things aside.
Yes, sir. Yes,
filthy
sir.
Communication out of our mouth.
Lord have
abusive
mercy.
Speech.
Lord have
amen.
Mercy.
That we say things that hurt somebody else.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. That's why we gotta watch what we say.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We gotta amen. Watch.
Amen.
How we say it.
Amen.
Because
amen.
How you perceive something.
That's right.
That next person might receive it some other way.
You're right.
Amen.
Right.
That's why church, we got to be quick to listen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And slow
yes,
speak.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We have to.
You're right.
Even though that person might be doing it out of love, they just don't know how to say it.
Well.
And if you continue to hurt people's feelings, just be quiet.
All right.
Sometimes you just do. Just throw a hand up there. Keep from saying something. Because you know angels ain't no telling what's going to come out of your mouth. Just don't say it. Just don't say it. Just be quiet. If you can't say nothing good, just be quiet.
Amen.
If you think that person's going to receive something wrong, just don't say it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Don't say it.
All right, Pastor.
Amen. Don't say it.
That's right.
Amen. And you see those things that he's talking about. And you see one thing. He separated that ninth verse.
Yeah.
He separated it.
Well,
for a reason,
mm-hmm.
lie not one to another,
mm-hmm.
seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deed.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the things that I just said, that lie take care of all of them. That word lie take care of all of them.
Mama.
It take care of everything.
Mm.
It take care of them all. Because when we lie, we are trying to deceive somebody. And we are not telling the truth.
Yeah.
And we know God is the God of truth.
That's right.
Not of lies.
That's right.
Amen, amen, amen. And that's why he tells us that we got to put on these things.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
See, Paul, right, when he say put on.
Right.
When he say put off, that means we got to take some clothes off.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Remember I asked you, how do you get dressed in the morning?
Right, right.
Sometimes we got to take off some of these things.
Amen.
We got to take off them forms of malice, our covenants. We got to take off all this filthy communication, all this slander. We got to take this stuff off. We got to take it off, church. We got to take it off. We got to take it off.
Yes, sir. Yes,
amen.
Sir.
And verse 10, it said, and have put on. See, after we took off all those things.
Right. Right.
We got to get dressed again.
Amen.
We got to get dressed again.
All right.
Amen. We got to get dressed again. Amen. Amen. That verse 10, and put on the new man, which are renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
All right.
Church, we have been renewed.
Amen.
Old things are passed away.
That's right.
And behold, all things become new. Amen, amen. And we must understand, church, this is an ongoing process.
You're right. You're right.
Amen. You don't do this for one day.
You're right.
And then skip a day.
You're right.
You got to do this every day. It is an ongoing process. Amen. For putting on the new man.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The Bible tells us, we die David.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And by that we die there, we got to put on a new man daily.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Daily.
Yes, sir.
Because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood.
That's right. That's
I'm
right.
here to tell you, right. Amen. The enemy don't want to see you prosper.
Amen. Amen.
The enemy don't want to see you have nothing.
That's
new.
Right. That's right.
The enemy want to see you downtrodden.
Yes, sir.
The enemy want to see you hate on one another. The enemy want to see you not loving one another.
Amen,
amen. Amen. The enemy want to see those things.
Yeah.
And we must realize who the enemy is.
Amen.
It is Satan.
Yes, sir.
It is Satan. Mm-hmm. Call it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is Satan. Amen. That's why Paul said we got to put on the new man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
amen. Sir. Which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. Well, where there is neither Greek or Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian or Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in us all.
Yes.
So that means that God has no respect of person.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Whether you Jew, whether you black, whether you white.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Whether your religion, God does not care.
That's right.
Amen. Because God see us all that have been converted.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They have been converted. They have been living for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We must realize, church, that there's no longer different classes of people.
Amen. Amen.
In God, I say, amen. We all are the same
amen.
And make up the body
yes,
of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Everybody that is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So we got to be careful how we talk about
right.
one another.
Right.
I'm talking about not
right.
us. We got to be careful
right.
how we talk about our brothers and sisters
amen.
Of a different race.
Amen. Yes,
amen. We got to be
yes,
careful. If you can't say nothing, you pray for that individual.
Amen.
Amen. If you can't say nothing, don't say nothing at all. Amen. Amen. Can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. All
right.
God has been too good to
yes,
us.
Sir. Yes, sir.
He brought us from a mighty, mighty long way.
Amen.
You know, in the past, they had us as these people.
Yep.
And they had them over there as those people.
That's right.
They separated
That's
us.
Right. That's right.
They separated us. But in God, I said, there's no separation.
Amen.
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 Amen. There's no separation. Because you got to realize, church, he made us all.
Yes, sir.
And you are somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You are somebody.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Because God made us.
That's right.
And he made us in his image. Amen, amen. And that's why he said, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering,
amen.
Forbearing one another, and forgiving one another.
Right.
If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you,
woo.
So also do ye.
My.
See, we have a problem with that.
Well.
We have a problem with
well,
forgiving people.
Well,
amen.
Lord
but we
mercy.
Say, I love Jesus.
Lord have mercy.
And we say,
Lord
I will trust
mercy.
In the Lord,
Lord
until I die. Amen. We say those things. But we have in our heart and mind, we haven't forgiven those folks. Say it for what it is. You still got some malice in your heart. You still got some envy in your heart. But I'm here to tell you, it's not a suggestion. It is a command that thou shalt love ye to one another.
All right.
Amen. And if you want to see Jesus, you got to put aside all the differences.
Right.
And love ye to one another.
Right, sir. You're right, sir.
Amen, amen. We say this sometimes that how can you love somebody that hates you?
Well.
How can you love somebody that despises you?
Well.
How can you love somebody that say all manner of things to you and against you?
Well.
Pastor, how can you love them?
Well.
You love them still.
Amen. Amen.
You can't do it by yourself.
Right.
Boy, you think you love something all right. by yourself?
Yeah.
Boy, you need some Jesus in you.
All
right. Amen, amen. You need some Jesus in you to love some people.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy sometimes. That's what I say. Lord, have mercy sometimes. God, you want Lord, have strength.
Amen.
Because I can't do it by myself.
Amen.
I need your help to guide me to love. Woo, some of you. You know, like we say sometimes, how do you love the unloved? You got to love them still.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got to love them.
Amen.
It's not a suggestion.
That's right. That's
it's not saying I think I love.
Right, right.
No,
right.
You got to love.
Right, right.
That is a command.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because what? Amen. God is love.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Right. And if you say you love God,
that's right.
You
that's
love
one another.
One another.
Amen.
Amen. You love your enemy.
Yes, sir.
That despitefully
makes
you. You love.
Amen.
I ain't saying it's gonna be easy now.
That's right. That's right.
I ain't saying that.
That's
I ain't saying it's gonna be no overnight thing.
Amen. Amen.
But you gotta love
them.
Amen. 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 And that between you and God. And that's something you gotta work on.
Amen.
That's something you gotta work on. And I'm here to tell you, you gotta get it right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to get it right.
Yes, sir.
If you want to see Jesus. Mm. And you ain't gonna, because you ain't gonna stand there and say, God, I tried to. No, no, no. Trying ain't gonna work.
You're right. You're right.
Amen. You got to put away.
You're right.
You got to put away hatred.
Yes, sir.
You got to put away envy.
Yes, sir.
You got to put away strife.
Amen.
That's why you got to put on all these good things.
That's right.
Bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind. Amen. You got to put those things on, church. You got to put those things on. And I know sometimes it get hard sometimes.
Well,
amen, but we got to do it.
Amen.
Amen, we got to do it.
Amen.
If we love Jesus, we must do it.
That's right.
Amen,
that's
we
right.
Must do it. Mm-hmm. Amen, put on. See, after you took off all the old things, now we get dressed with other things.
Amen.
Now we get dressed with other things.
Mm-hmm.
And above all these things, Lord have mercy.
All right.
He said, after we got all these things on, after we got mercy on, after we got meekness on, after we got long suffering on,
right.
After we learn how to forbear one another,
right.
Patient,
right.
After we learn how to forgive one another,
right.
Then we put our coat on.
Amen.
Then we put the coat on.
All right. All
and
right.
That coat represents love.
Amen.
See that? See all those things wrapped up in love.
That's right.
See,
that's
if you don't love everybody,
that's right.
You ain't got no coat on.
My Lord. My Lord. My Lord.
You're missing one.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that 14 verse said, and above all these things, put on what? Charity.
Amen.
Amen. Which is the bond of perfection.
My Lord.
Amen. Love you one another.
Amen. Amen.
As I have loved
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Love. Love cover a multitude
yes, sir. Yes,
of
sir.
Sin.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 And we put all those other things to death.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. And we put on love.
That's right.
Amen. Love will have you smiling.
My mind.
Yes,
when your
my
world mind. Is tore up. Love will have you. Love have you smiling. Amen. When they scandalize your name.
Amen.
Amen. Love will have you smiling when they do evil things
that's right.
towards you.
That's right.
Love will have you smiling.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I don't understand sometimes. How can we be Christians sometimes
and
we got a smile and we got a frown on our face?
Well.
Amen. I don't, regardless of what situation you be in,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what situation you're going through,
yes.
you ought to put a smile on your face.
Well.
Amen. Because if you haven't turned it over to God, you need to turn it over
Amen.
To him.
Amen.
And then when you turn it over to him, let him work it out
Amen.
For you. Because
Amen.
When we put our hands on it,
Amen.
Amen, we mess it up, don't we?
That's right. That's
how many of us have brought stuff to the altar? How many of us have brought stuff to the altar? And then
right.
turn around and pick it right back up.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And when God ain't going to touch it
right.
until we take both our hands off of it and say, Father, I surrender
right.
all to you.
Right.
God, you help that child of mine. You help that child of mine.
Yeah.
God, you help that husband
yeah.
of mine.
Yeah.
God, you help that wife of
yeah.
mine.
Yeah.
God, you help that significant other of mine.
Yeah.
God, you help them because I can't do it.
That's right. That's right.
Only you can.
All right. All right.
Take your hands off of it.
Right. All right.
Take your hands off of it. And let God handle it.
Amen. Amen.
Whoa, what a marvelous, wonderful
amen.
God we serve.
Amen. Amen.
Putting on the new man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. And let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Yes. In all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another. Mm-hmm. In psalms, Lord help us. In hymns and spiritual songs. Yeah, we sang our hymns, and we also sang our spiritual songs.
Amen.
Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.
Right.
And whatsoever ye do in word or deed,
all right,
do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't you be doing nothing for nobody else. Because when you start doing stuff for somebody else, they're going to get mad because it's not the way that they want it. They're going to get upset.
All right.
They're going to say, I wouldn't have done it that way. Well, sister and brother, you ain't doing it. If you wanted to do it, you could have stepped up to the plate and done it.
All right.
See,
so
that's why when you do things, you do to give God the glory.
Amen. Amen.
You don't look for no individual or gratification.
Amen.
Because I'm here to tell you.
That's right.
They'll speak good to you.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the same mouth.
That's right.
They're going to talk to somebody else about you. Why are we doing it way?
All right.
We've been doing it that way. Well, sisters and brothers, if you want to do it, you had the opportunity to step to the plate and do it. Everybody ain't going to do things the same. That's what we got to realize.
Amen.
Everybody got their own idea.
Amen.
On how we do a thing.
Amen.
Long as that is done.
Yes, sir.
In love.
That's right.
Long as God get the glory.
That's it, Pastor.
As long as God get the glory, I'm all
right. That's it. Yes, sir. Yes.
Long as we don't do it for show.
Yes, sir.
Or individuality.
Amen.
God gave each one of us different minds.
Amen.
I don't think like Sister Jones thing.
That's right.
Sister Jones don't think like Sister Nelson thing.
Amen.
Sister Nelson don't think like Sister Mickey thing.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Mickey don't think like Sister Ed thing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Sister Ed don't think like Sister Paul thing.
That's right. That's right.
Sister Paul don't think like Deacon Wright thing.
Amen.
Deacon Wright don't think of Sister Nelson. Sister Newsom thing.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sister Newsom don't think like Sister Rebecca thing.
That's right. All right.
Sister Rebecca don't think like Sister Woody think.
Mm-hmm.
But longer it is done.
Yes, sir.
To give God the glory.
All right. All right. All right.
That's all that matters.
All right, Pastor. That's all.
And that's what we got to realize.
That's all right, sir.
And stop fighting one another. Just because I did it this way, this is the way that I want to do it.
That's all right. That's all right.
And longer we got the pastor, okay. Because we're going to do things decent.
Yes, sir.
And in order.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As long as we got that, let them talk.
Amen.
You got to realize, people going to talk about you whether you're doing good or not.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Amen. Right. And just like when Bishop Heron said last week, if I had $5 million and put it out there, some of you come and get more than what you're supposed to get. If I tell everybody to get five, somebody's going to try to get two. Remember, the manna fell from heaven. God told them how much to take.
Right, right.
But then you had some of them, because they were going to try to get more. And what it did, it rotted.
That's right.
It spawned.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Lord, help us all. Do everything to the glory of God.
Yes, sir. Yes,
let
sir.
Give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is the character of unity.
Mm-hmm.
We be unified.
Yeah.
We be unified towards one another.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There's power in unity.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's power in togetherness.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When one member hurt,
mm-hmm.
we all hurt.
All right.
One member suffer,
all right.
We all suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Unified on the day of Pentecost, there was one on all on one accord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And that's what we have to become.
Yes, sir.
As a church.
Amen.
On one accord.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. And then it go on.
Mm-hmm.
It go on. And now we got the model Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more like Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And verse 18 through 25, it touched bases on every one of us.
That's right.
It touched bases on every one
of
us.
Yes, sir.
Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband.
Amen.
As it is fit to in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That word submit is not being somebody that is less than that person.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
amen. Right. Don't mean that their husband have ruled over you.
Amen.
That means a teamwork.
Yes, sir.
That means togetherness.
Yes, sir. Yes,
submit. Sir. Amen. Ain't saying nothing about no husband got ruled over you.
Amen.
It's not a forcible action.
That's right.
Amen. It's a voluntary action.
Yeah.
Amen. Husband, love your wife.
That's it.
And be not bitter against them.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
right. It touched base on the wife.
Amen.
And now it touched base on the husband.
Amen.
That's what we got to do.
That's right.
Amen. We got to love our wives.
Amen.
Amen. As they are of us.
That's right.
Amen. Because if you don't love your wife, you don't love yourself.
All right.
Amen. All right. Amen. And don't be bitter against them.
Yes, sir.
Man, sometimes it get hard sometimes.
Yeah. Move on.
It get hard sometimes, though. Amen. Command Sergeant Major. It get hard sometimes, though.
Go to the next, man.
Amen. I'm going to tell you that like it is. It get hard sometimes. But men, we have to do it.
Amen.
We got to be submissive to them.
Amen.
We got to be submissive to them.
If we want them to be submissive to us, we got to be submissive to them. You're right.
It ain't a one-way street.
Amen.
I had a friend of mine, he always used to call me. He said, God, the word of God said that I got rule over my wife. I said, man, you better go home.
All right.
Come on, she's supposed to do what I tell her to do. I said, man, you better go home.
Amen.
Called me 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, man, where you at tomorrow? Ride. I said, man, you better go home. Come on, she won't do what I tell her to do. I said, man, you better go home.
Amen.
And get some sense.
Amen.
You can't tell that woman everything what to do. And you ain't doing it yourself.
All right.
Yeah, he called me 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Out there riding, man, you gotta go home. But the Bible say that I got rule over her. She gonna do what I say do. Man, this ain't no dictatorship.
Lord have mercy. You're right.
Hey, man, you better go home. We better riding around that night. And it touched bases on the church. I'm going to be finished.
Yes, sir.
It touched bases on the children.
That's right.
Children, obey your parents.
That's right.
In all things. For this is well pleasing unto the Lord.
Amen.
Obey children.
Amen.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
That's right.
Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. It called for children to hear what their parents are saying. And take heed to what their parents are saying.
Amen.
Do what is right. Obedience to your parents.
That's right.
And then you will find out it is pleasing to God.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I don't care how old you get.
Well.
Or how big you think you are. Or how grown you think you are. You better respect your parents.
Yes, sir.
I don't care. You can disagree with them all you want to.
That's right.
Daddy, you don't know me.
That's right.
Mama, you don't know me. I got to live my life. You better have respect for them.
Regardless
whether you like what they're talking about or not. Whether they get on your nerve or not. You still got to respect your parents. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
No, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
All right. Amen.
You still respect them.
Right.
But when you get out there in the world yourself, you on your own.
Yeah.
But when you come around your parents,
yes, sir.
You respect them.
Amen.
Just because you grown don't mean you can speak any way to them.
Right. You're right.
You can't say no anything. Amen. To your parents. Amen. Because that is not pleasing.
That's right.
To Amen. God. The Bible says, honor
your
father and mother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
That your days may be long. Upon this earth.
Amen.
Being disobedient to your parents if you want to.
That's word.
Y'all hear that? Being disobedient. I don't care how old you get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your mother can be 80, you can be 60. I don't care.
Amen. 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 Amen.
You got to be respectful. Yes. You might not like what they say.
That's right.
You might not like it. You might not agree with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still, you can show them respect.
Amen.
Okay, mama, I got you.
Amen.
I got you.
Amen.
I got you, mama. Don't sit down all with your parents.
All right. All right.
Just walk away. Just say, okay, I got you.
That's right.
I say your way of thinking.
That's right.
You know, you're saying in your heart. You're saying in your heart.
Amen.
And you don't want it.
Amen.
Because some of these parents will get you on one cheek.
Yeah.
So you're not too old.
Amen.
Amen. But they got to respect you, though.
Amen.
Your parents got to respect you, and you got to respect them.
Amen.
Your parents got to respect you as an adult.
That's right.
Because you're no longer a child anymore.
Amen. Amen.
And they got to respect your wishes as well. Amen. They have to do that. It worked both ways.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. But I'm just trying to tell you to respect your parents.
Amen.
You might not agree what they say and how they say it, but you still got to respect them.
Mm-hmm.
Your father could not have been in your life.
Well.
Your mother could not have been in your life.
Well.
Amen. But they got to get on top of that.
All right.
But you do your part.
You're right. You're right.
You respect them.
You're right.
Because in this life, you don't have no one mother. Have one father.
You're right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right,
amen.
Sir.
Amen.
All right.
God has been so good to us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Children, obey your parents. Mm-hmm. And as long as you know that you've done all that you can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ain't got nothing to hold your head down about.
Amen.
You know, it gets me sometimes when our children go out and make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We as parents try to sugarcoat it.
Well.
We try to sugarcoat
amen.
It.
Amen.
You got to realize that person is of age.
Mm. Right.
As long as you know that you did what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And they go out there and make those decisions.
Yeah.
That decision reflects them.
Right.
They got to serve the consequences
you're right.
Of the action.
You're right.
And if your children done something, they done it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, I know sometimes, you know, I've seen this before. Sometimes mothers don't want to let go sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes dads don't want to let go sometimes.
Yeah.
But if your children go out and do something wrong,
mm-hmm.
you know, they done.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a reflection on you.
Amen. Amen.
They did. They of age.
Amen. Amen.
They made that choice. You weren't there with them when they made that decision. So you have nothing to, you love your children. Yes, you're going to love, you're going to put your arms around. You ain't going to never let your kids go.
That's right.
Regardless of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what they become, you still going to love your children. The world might say something else, but I'm going to tell you right now, a mother loves her children.
Amen. Amen.
Not sometimes,
amen.
But all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And sometimes, man, we do get hard sometimes.
Amen. Amen.
But we got to love our children
as
well.
Right. That's
regardless
right.
on what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we got to model our life after Christ.
That's right. Man.
Father, provoke not your children to anger,
mm-hmm.
lest they be discouraged.
Yeah.
Lord, help us all today.
Amen.
God has been so good to us.
Mm-hmm.
We got to treat our children with respect.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We got to continue to tell them what does saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And don't be discouraging our children,
amen.
Saying that they can't do this and they can't do that. They can do all things through Christ
amen.
That strengthen them.
Mm-hmm.
And you motivate your children.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You motivate them to be the person that God has called them to be.
That's right.
Amen. That's amen. Right. Amen. They are not the tail. They are the head.
Amen.
You tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then he go on to serve and obey in all things your master. Because when Paul wrote this, if slavery
that's
was
right.
doing time,
that's right.
slavery that's was going on.
Amen.
And he was telling the servant how to go about obeying
that's
your master.
Right. That's
because
right.
you got to realize that your ultimate goal is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you're going to have to give an account
amen.
Unto God. Yes, sir. Amen. Because man can do only thing so much to us.
That's right.
Amen. That's amen. Right. Serve and obey in all things your master according to the flesh. Not with our service or men's pleasing. Mm-hmm. Y'all know that we're men pleasing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's only doing something when somebody
right.
looking at you.
Right, right, right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Right. Amen. Right. You won't do nothing on your own. Amen. But soon as somebody looking at you, you try to look busy. Then.
All right, Pastor.
You try to look busy. Then.
All right.
How many times that word be doing that?
All right, Pastor. All right.
How many times we been done that? Oh man, we all goofing off somewhere when somebody come around, then we want to look busy.
Yeah.
Amen. And we're not only at work at home too. We want to look busy then. I remember coming up, we'd be goofing off in the yard. Right. Daddy told us to rake the yard. We right. goofing off when he come back down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We act like we doing something. But soon as he go in that house, we go right back doing what we do. We've been doing. That was that word.
Amen.
Men please.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So don't do it regardless.
That's right.
When you've been asked to do something, you do it.
Amen.
You do it.
Amen.
Giving glory unto God.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And we got to model our life after Christ.
Amen.
The way that we live like Jesus. By taking off the old clothes and putting on the new. And wrap all them clothes in love. Because love is what love does.
Yes,
knowing that the Lord shall receive, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance.
Yes,
for ye serve the Lord Christ.
Yes,
amen. But he that doeth wrong shall receive the wrong for which he hath done.
That's right.
And there is no respect. Our person.
All right, all right.
25 verses
all right.
are the way to live like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Think like a live person.
Yeah.
Live like a dead person. Character of unity.
Mm-hmm.
Let our character be as one.
Yeah.
And we are to model our life after Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To God be the glory.
Amen.